Today is the 100th anniversary of the birth of the great African-American singer, actor, and political activist, Paul Robeson. He died in 1976, a largely forgotten victim of Cold War politics. He's now being rediscovered. His films are being shown on TV and in theaters around the country. And a multimedia exhibit on his life and work has just opened at his alma mater, Rutgers University. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has been a longtime admirer of Robeson's art. Here's Lloyd's thoughts.
There is a balm in Gilead to make a wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal a sin-sick soul.
As with certain profoundly challenging American artists like Orson Welles, Paul Robeson's career began brilliantly and ended in disappointment. The son of a runaway slave, he graduated from Rutgers as valedictorian and the school's first All-American football player. He got a law degree at Columbia, then left his law practice when, according to his biographer Martin Duberman, a stenographer refused to take dictation from a nigger. Instead, he became a star, a multi-talented actor and singer. Good thing, too, since his powerfully resonant, articulate bass baritone was one of a kind. Eugene O'Neill cast him in several plays, most notably The Emperor Jones, which became one of Robeson's 11 films. He's remembered with awe for playing Othello on Broadway. His most famous role was Joe in Showboat, which he also filmed. He did the London, but not the Broadway premiere, so he didn't actually introduce Old Man River. But it became his theme song. He even changed the words. Here's his 1947 version, which is included on a Paul Robeson CD called Songs of Free Men, in Sony's remarkable Masterworks Heritage series.
You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk, and you land in jail. But I laughing instead of crying, I must keep fighting until I'm dying, and old man River, he just keeps rolling
on. The CD reproduces the original album cover of Songs of Free Men, which shows a manacled, dark-skinned fist holding a dagger and stabbing a snake with a swastika. The original 1942 album had only 8 numbers, 2 American songs, a Spanish Civil War song, a song from the German concentration camps, and 4 Russian songs, among them the famous Red Army Song of the Plain, all of which Robeson sang both in English and their original languages. He spoke 20 languages. The CD also includes spirituals and folk songs, theater songs like the Gershwin's It Ain't Necessarily So, art songs and songs of a political or social cast. In 1942, Robeson wrote, "The particular songs in this album have that folk quality and show in no uncertain way the common humanity of man. Beyond this, they issue forth from the present common struggle for a decent world, a struggle in which the artist must also play his part."
Polushka, polyedy, polushka, shiroka, polye, yeduti popolyu geroi, ekta krasni armii geroi, ech rolling green open field,
rolling plain wide open prairie. Heroes go riding across the prairie. Yes, with the Red Army go the heroes.
Robeson was a worldwide spokesperson against racism. But after World War II, his outspoken leftist, pro-Soviet sympathies were intolerable to the Cold War Congress. He was a major figure on the international concert circuit, so in 1950, our State Department revoked his passport. He couldn't travel, and the ensuing controversies made him unemployable here. His passport was reinstated in 1958, but it was too late. He was just awarded a posthumous Lifetime Achievement Grammy, but the plan to honor him on a U.S. postage stamp was turned down, which means he might still be regarded as some kind of threat, which might be just how every great artist ought to be perceived.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Paul Robeson's Songs of Free Men from Sony's Masterworks Heritage Series. I'm Terry Gross.